on Tuesday. The Talking Place, WWGH Radio.
Good afternoon, Marion and Environs. Adam Lepp here for another installment of the Adam the Computer Guy radio program. We thank you very much for joining us on this somewhat damp and very seasonal Thursday here in Marion. We are taking your telephone calls as we have a unique program on the way. Phone number is 740-383-WWGH, which is 740-383-9944. If you've seen our Facebook promos, we have a first-time guest on the station, a longtime friend of mine, and we've talked about getting him on the air a few times, and today is the day. October 21st, 2021, the day that we have the inaugural radio appearance of a rather well-known local psychic and holistic practitioner here in the Great Buckeye State. His name is Jimmy Burke. He's in the studio with me, along with an occasional guest on my show, Brandon Oak, who will be providing commentary and opinions and also helping in the discussion with our callers. Again, we welcome you to call and ask Jimmy questions about his methods and philosophies on holistic practices and healing. If you'd like to receive a quick reading, we will do that, and we won't require that you slide your credit card or debit card through your phone. We will do it for you pro bono, because that's the kind of guys that we are. Current time here at the studio, 16 minutes after 2 on the Adam the Computer Guy radio program. And without further ado, we'll see how things are going out here across the table from me. Jimmy, how are you on this fine Thursday?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, fair to medium. Not too shabby.
I'm the medium.
You're the medium.
That's
okay.
Right.
Fair to medium. So we will start out with a pun. And I used to call those Adam's perfectly putrid puns. So we're going to go ahead and reintroduce that. That colloquialism. And also in the studio is my occasional guest, another longtime friend of mine, Brandon Oak. And how are you today, Brandon, on this fine fall afternoon?
Fine and dandy.
Fine and dandy like cotton candy.
But never at the same time.
I would certainly say that is a good position to be in. Now, Jimmy, you and I, again, have been good friends, business associates of sorts. As you help me out with my business, and I help you out with your business, and all that good stuff, and you've got some unique talents, but one thing about your talents is we all pretty much have the ability to use these skills, this sixth sense. It's how it's manifested and how you take advantage of these natural human abilities that really does make the difference. But tell us a little bit about that, and again, tell us a bit about your business and how you've helped so many people with these gifts that you have and are able to use to your best advantage.
Well, part of this, the intuitive process, is in our DNA. It's, you know, back before we had, like, communication and stuff like that, we had to trust our intuition on situations, whether it be good or bad, you know, whether you had to fight or flight mode, that's where the early intuition came in. I use my gifts. They're something I've had my whole entire life. I tried walking away from them for a while. I tried walking away from them for a while, and then I realized I couldn't. But today I use them to help people receive healing. Because a true psychic does not predict the future. Nothing is cast in stone. We have free will, so we have the power to whether to accept or reject what is said. But I give people direction, healing, confirmation, sometimes some very stern warnings. And, you know, when I say run, run.
So it is a multifaceted skill and methodology in communicating with people. I guess, and you kind of alluded to this, you're not a fortune teller. You're not one of the TV psychics that we've seen. It's something entirely different. And is that kind of give you maybe does that kind of confuse a lot of people? Does it kind of lower your value when people think, well, fortune teller, psychic, someone who can look at the future and look at what might happen to me or the world? How do we kind of differentiate and let people know how your gifts are not quite the same as what they might read about in the paper or see someone on TV talking about what he or she can predict?
Well, I am an intuitive medium. I channel. I communicate with angels, spirits. I communicate with people's loved ones. A fortune teller uses astrology or cards or numbers to give a general, what's the word I want to use, a general ideology, a general direction. But the intuitive process, which we do have some really good intuitive mediums here in Central Ohio, we use spirit, and we give spirit's direction, and it's more of a individualized reading for or message for the individual.
Right. So there are differences, and I guess as you learn more about it, it'll become much more clear. Now, you mentioned the cards, the tarot cards, which you are familiar with. I've helped you in your business with your tarot card layouts, and you do have classes. How does that differ from your actual gifts? Because many times we see on TV the psychics dealing the cards, and we kind of wonder, well, what is the difference, and how does that correspond with what your natural gifts are and what somebody can expect when you do give a reading?
Well, in traditional tarot, there's 79 cards. They fall normal. There's one meaning. They fall upside down and reverse. That's another meaning. That's 158 meanings you need to memorize right there. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are very astute and have memorized the meanings and stuff. But when I teach my classes, I tell everybody to throw away the book. And you use the cards as a trigger point to get the message you need. And the message you may get when you look at that card may not even have anything to do with that card. But that's when your intuition steps in. And it's kind of like a catalyst. You know, like in the days of old, they used to have to pour water in a well to prime the pump for water. They're like an intuitive pump primer, for lack of a better word.
So, learning about the differences and what your gifts are certainly enriches people. As humans can do so many different things, and we have, of course, our five senses, but the sixth sense is not just the most mysterious, but certainly the most interesting and also the most powerful. We are speaking with Mr. Jimmy Burke, a local psychic and holistic practitioner here in the great Buckeye State. Brandon Oak, an occasional sidekick of mine, I guess, is also joining us here in the studio. We are taking your phone calls. If you've ever had questions about what a holistic practitioner does, about psychics, people who are mediums, tarot cards, and Reiki, which we'll discuss shortly, Jimmy would love to answer them. Questions, comments, etc. If you'd like a quick reading, well, we will do that also, which I think is pretty cool. Phone number is 740-383-WWGH, so feel free to give us a ring, and it will certainly be time well spent. Jimmy, you also are a Reiki master, and you give lessons in Reiki and being a Reiki master. Tell us, I think Reiki also is very misunderstood. People, first, if they can even pronounce it, but Reiki is the correct pronunciation. If they can pronounce it, then exactly what is it, and how can it benefit people? And when somebody does take one of your classes, how does that enrich that person's life?
Okay, well, first let me correct on, you know, Western society, they use the word master. But actually, I am a Reiki Sensei, Lord, I can't even pronounce it, I'm a Reiki Sensei, where that means teacher. Reiki is a Tibetan Buddhism belief of energy healing, where you're channeling the universe's energy through yourself into another person for healing. You can do it distance, you can do it in person. It's a very strong energy that comes through. The Reiki practitioner is not putting their energy in. They are a channel. You know, just like an electric wire. When you turn on electricity, you're not getting any of the copper, you're getting the electricity. When we turn on the Reiki, you're getting the Reiki. It promotes healing, well-being, and balance in a person. There are three levels to Reiki. Some beliefs have four, But I practice the Asui natural Reiki healing method, and that's also what I teach. And when I teach Reiki and attune the students, attunement means they become certified. They can practice Reiki and do healing on themselves and healing on each other, which our planet really needs right now. We need more and more healers.
I would agree that healing is necessary on the local level, national, and international. Like, you know me, Jimmy, I love geography. I love words. So you give a class, you said being a Reiki master, but that's not even really the correct terminology. And you have a little certificate in your office that says you're a Reiki master, but you're saying that that isn't really the correct wording. And that's kind of intriguing because you know how much I love language.
Well, yeah, it's like I said, you know, because unfortunately, Western society has a lot of ego. Sometimes it's good.
I would say very much that.
Sometimes it's not so good. But for some reason, people in Western society are fascinated with the word master. But actually, we are teachers. We are senseis. We are teachers. And that's the proper terminology for that. Because master almost makes it sound like you're a guru or something, and none of us are gurus.
Right. Speaking with Mr. Jimmy Burke, a local psychic Reiki practitioner, giver of lessons on Reiki. He's also a minister. He officiates weddings. Does many different things from a holistic standpoint. Again, a longtime friend of mine. Brandon Oak is also in the studio. So, Brandon, you were listening to what Jimmy has to say, and I think whenever you have a conversation with someone like him, you're going to come away smarter than you were before you started. What do you think about what he said? And do you agree we the world needs to heal, and that these alternative methods of healing, holistic methods, certainly can be more effective than traditional Western medicine? And what do you kind of, or did you want to ask him a question about some of the things that he does? Don't want to put you on the spot here, but you know, part of radio is you never quite know what.
Well, I'm well aware. Nonetheless,
that's part of the fun, though.
That is the beauty of it. And I wish I was Bert Convy right now. hey gang. Wow.
Well, I can get back to you if you like. If you want.
No, it's quite all right. It's just I just have a take a second here if it's quite
okay.
Right. I don't need unless we have a buzzer. I've watched too many game shows. Wow. No, it's wonderful, quite wonderful. He's absolutely right in everything he said. But there are certain kind of people who unfortunately have they absorb everything and cannot just heal anybody. No, it's true. Some people maybe not want to admit that they might have some quote-unquote abilities, but nonetheless.
Correct. And from what he's saying, Jimmy, we of course don't know when somebody says, I have these abilities, these gifts. I would assume you would be very adept at knowing if someone's gifts are real and being used properly and being used to better the world.
Well, that's when you trust your innate ability yourself. The first, when someone opens their mouth and says something, the first thing you feel in your gut, that's your intuitive side kicking in.
But nothing but proper about it. You use your, well, I guess the gut instinct is what everybody should go on. Gut instinct.
We all have different kinds of instincts. I've talked about my natural instinct for science and just learning about my body, and I had a nice talk with Scott about that yesterday, which I think many people were intrigued by, to say the least. And with these gifts that you have, Jimmy, it not only relates to what you can do as a holistic practitioner, but also knowing what gifts other people have. And I would assume you would encourage people to make the full use and full power of gifts that they have, as we all have this ability.
It's careful.
It's whether or not you can actually manifest it.
Very carefully.
I've kind of jump-started a lot of people over the years and got them on their path, kind of gave them a shove, but I was very blessed to have my mentors and the people that taught me and kind of shoved me along the way, because I've always been kind of stubborn. And with my apostolic Pentecostal background, I was very, very stubborn. And
we have a telephone call coming in. Let's make sure that I have... We'll continue that, of course. Make sure that I have properly turned up the right buttons. Good afternoon. You're on the Adam the Computer Guy show with Jimmy and Brandon.
Yes. You want me to start the ball rolling?
Yes. Can you hear her okay, Jimmy?
Yes.
We had some technical issues, so thankfully...
Yeah, because I can't hear you real well. But that's
yeah,
okay.
The intern has properly duct taped all the right... chords. I've turned the right dials up, and you know, having an intuitive person in the studio certainly helps. So go right ahead, caller. Jimmy is waiting.
Okay. So what do I do? Just ask a question.
Yes. Go right ahead. Ask your question. Yes.
Okay. What I would like to know is, will my current physical situation that had changed after June? Will I ever be back to the way I was exactly before June?
I feel you're going to be pretty close to back to the way you were before June, or before whatever happened. But I feel like there's a little bit of footwork that needs to be done there. It's like you got to make sure you have the willingness. Because sometimes people say they want to get better or get back, but they don't always want to do the footwork. I mean, for the most part, I feel you're pretty healthy. You're not going anywhere for a long time. So it's how you want to live and how you want to do. But I do feel like things are going to be start swinging back uphill again for you.
Okay, good. That sounds good. And I understand what you're saying there too. Yeah.
You know, I always tell people, you know, our thought forms are what influence our lives. You know, like the law of attraction, where our thought forms go, the universe goes. So I do believe you're on the right path. And do you talk enough to people?
Do I talk enough?
I feel like you got some.
I'm quite a loner.
Okay. Well, I feel like you got some words of wisdom for people. So maybe it might be time to start speaking up to some people.
Well, I speak up to some people because I call in here.
Wow.
Oh.
Wonderful, though. It's really wonderful.
Well, I was pretty excited that Adam, you know, had chosen someone like yourself to be on, because I think we need to hear more, have, you know, experience that more. And I thought, I'm going to take a chance. So I like your words, what you've said. And I think I understand where you're coming from. And, yeah, thank you.
One thing about Adam, I think, I'm not really interesting. It's my guests. And when I call the Scott Spears show, that's where I'm really at my best, including the call yesterday. So,
Adam.
I really want to inject here. Like, go right ahead. But do you really want things to change and how it changed beforehand? Because you see what happened. But do you really want it to change from now on?
Sometimes I wonder
well,
if I'm not...
Well, you don't have to know how it has to change, but you wanted to change it. You start from there and go forward, I guess.
Yeah.
There it is. Boom.
Yeah, it's a...
Well, we have to have the willingness.
Exactly.
But you have to find out where it started and where it began and try to figure it out from there. But it's not easy. It's never going to be easy. It's not supposed to be. I don't know what your religion or beliefs are, but I'm sure it will guide you when... Unfortunately, but it never comes as quickly as some claim to be.
May I share a story with you really quick?
Yeah, please.
When I first got my attunement for Reiki, I wanted to put Reiki on everybody. You had a bent eyelash, I knew I could fix it. But sometimes people expound that they want, which I do feel you do want to get better, definitely, yes. But sometimes people expound that they want to get better. I worked with an individual, and... She always had to be sick because that was a pattern she had growing up because her family was so large. Mm-hmm. And she asked me to do some Reiki on her one day, so I was like all excited. I was just like literally all over. So I go to do Reiki on her, and it's like I couldn't even get the energy near her because she didn't want to make the changes or have the willingness to make the changes to get better. Mm-hmm. So there again, it goes back to the mindset. But with you, I do feel like you've got the willingness.
Well, good.
You'll make the same mistakes.
I do too. I just sometimes I think maybe I'm trying too, or not working hard enough at it, or maybe I'm more comfortable where I'm at. I don't want it to be that way. You know,
it'll always feel that way, no matter what you do. Think, say, or think, it will always feel that way.
Jimmy, why don't you share with our caller your website so she can learn more about you and possibly call you for a follow-up if she's
okay. And going with the being comfortable, sometimes I forget whether it's tomorrow's video or today's video, I talked about being complacent. And sometimes complacency feels comfortable because it's familiar. But my website is www.psychicreadingsbyjimmy.com. Then I am on Facebook, Jimmy Burke, J-I-M-M-I-E-B-U-R-K-E, at Facebook. And then I also have a commercial Facebook page, Psychic Readings by Jimmy, on Facebook. But I post little videos and messages. And
sounds good.
Okay, thank you so much for calling. Have a great day and stay dry out there.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Adam here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, with my special guests, again, Brandon Oak and Jimmy Burke, a local holistic practitioner, Reiki instructor, and person who knows a lot about Reiki, as well as a psychic and a medium. Taking your telephone calls, we are giving readings over the air, answering questions and comments, 740-383-9944. Jimmy, one thing that I found intriguing, which I think our listeners may not be aware of, is you don't have to be a member of the species Homo sapiens to receive Reiki. And we all love our fur babies, dogs, cats, etc. You are a pet lover and a pet owner yourself. You have a beautiful Chihuahua. And tell us about the pet Reiki. How can that benefit a pet owner when he or she brings a dog or cat, or I assume another member of the animal kingdom who's not Homo sapiens, and into your office for a Reiki session? I'm really intrigued that you can do that.
Well, it promotes healing because, you know, first of all, our fur babies, they teach us unconditional love. It can promote healing. It can promote emotional balance. And, you know, when I do Reiki on animals, I get messages sometimes from the animals, being an animal communicator. And Reiki just, you know, like, it can calm them down. It relaxes them. And like I said, it promotes healing, and it just makes them feel good. It's like an energy massage for the animals.
So we remind people that Reiki can be practiced on many different members of the animal kingdom. And the pet Reiki is fascinating, and it certainly is an excellent alternative healing method and wellness maintenance method for our pets. Have you ever done an animal besides a dog or a cat, or of course a human?
Yes, actually I have, but first of all, let me backtrack here a minute. Reiki can be done on anything. We can Reiki a space. I've had some prize-winning cars that I've had to Reiki over the years. But going to animals, I had a friend of mine that had a horse, and he was a rescue horse, beautiful horse, and I hope I can get through this story without crying. And his name was Hurricane. And Abby, if you're out there listening, and while we were doing Reiki on him, and while I was doing the Reiki on him, he kept showing me these images. He kept showing me, like, all these lights, and, like, I kept hearing words like pageantry and gallantry and stuff. And when I was giving her the messages that I was getting from him, and he did receive healing in his hind quarter, but as I was giving her the messages, she told me that he used to be a show horse till he got hurt. And because he said he missed the pageantry, he missed the gallantry, he missed the lights. Of course, then, you know, they started showing me the previous lifetimes that they had had together. Because our animals, in my spiritual belief, in my program, reincarnation is one of my beliefs. But our fur babies, they incarnate with many, many lifetimes with us. It's kind of like their soul contract, too. So Hurricane was the biggest animal I have ever done Reiki on, and it was kind of the most exciting and interesting.
You've mentioned you can do Reiki on inanimate objects, like a car.
Yes.
That is intriguing, because I'm a car buff, and I have a decent car. You have a really cool old-school luxury car. So tell us about an experience doing Reiki on a car. That's something I'm not too familiar with, but I'm certainly interested in learning.
I had an old Cadillac and broke the right rear air shock on it. In fact, the bladder came completely out of the shock. and I didn't have the money to have it fixed at the time. So I unhooked the compressor so it wouldn't burn up the compressor. So while I'm driving down the road, we're raking the car while I'm driving.
So while you were driving, you could Reiki the car.
Yes.
That is fascinating. Do other Reiki practitioners work on inanimate objects? And how many will do a dog or a cat or a horse? Because my thought always would be a human. I mean, we can do all ages. But I had not heard about doing it on a car. Is that common, or you think you need a special skill to take your practice to that extent?
Well, it's not a special skill. It's just you're doing energy healing. Everything has an energy, whether it's an adamant or inanimate object, it has an energy. So you're putting that energy there from a place of good intention, and then the universe moves things around to get things done.
So that's one of the advantages of Reiki, and a lot of its power is it can be done on many different objects, animate and inanimate.
Well, it's energy, it's intent. That's where your intent comes from.
And for humans, all ages. You've done Reiki, I would assume, on babies or toddlers.
On babies.
Up to elderly people.
Now, one thing people also need to realize about Reiki, sometimes when a person is terminal or they're teetering on the fence, sometimes Reiki eases their transition into the other side. But what a better gift of healing than that, so they don't hold on because of fear, religious garbage or baggage, etc.
It's a fascinating field. Speaking with Jimmy Burke, a local Reiki practitioner, Reiki teacher, a psychic medium. He's also a minister. We'll talk about his church. Fascinating conversation. Brandon Oak is also in the studio providing his commentary. Welcome your participation. Again, we will be happy to provide you with a free quick reading if you'd like. You can ask Jimmy questions about his practice and his philosophies. 740-383-9944. About 41 minutes after the hour of 2, and looks like the sky is brightening just a little bit. You know, Jimmy, here in Ohio, sometimes we get 3 or 4 seasons in a week or even in a day. We've kind of had a couple seasons today, but that just adds to the fun, doesn't it? We enjoy the variety of weather in the great Buckeye State. Now, I mentioned you are a minister. You officiate weddings, and you have your own church with services on Sunday. Tell us about that, because that's also a fascinating aspect of what you do.
Well, the church is kind of along the lines of like a cross between non-denominational, but it's actually non-religious, and a spiritual style or spiritualist church. It's called Cosmic Garden. It was my friend Grace Reeves' church, who was a forerunner in the metaphysical and psychic community here in Central Ohio for years. Then when she transitioned, she wanted me to do her church, and a zillion years later, and in the middle of a pandemic, I decided to open the church. Nothing like dragging my feet. But all belief systems are welcome there as long as they're of the light. You might have a Buddhist talk one Sunday, or you'll see me talk on a Sunday. You know, we're still trying to get it back up off the ground and have different speakers there. But the premise is love and honoring all that is, as long as it's a belief of the light and love.
That's the most important part, and sometimes religion sometimes brings out the bad in people. You're doing the original intent, bring out the good in people, and that God loves everybody. Being a good person is what's most important. And the church is non-denominational. You welcome everybody.
Correct.
Jews, Christians, non-practitioners, Buddhists, Muslims, etc. We're coming together on the same team, and we need so much more of that. There's divisiveness in religion, just like in politics, and it's nice to see somebody who brings everybody together and feeling like we're on the same team.
Exactly. You know, and it's my personal belief, and this is my little disclaimer here, like anyone can see my fingers when I do that, but in my belief system, it all goes to the same zip code. This is a dress rehearsal for the other side.
I would say that is a good, concise way of putting it. Adam here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, speaking with a local holistic practitioner, psychic minister, Mr. Jimmy Burke. Brandon Oak is also joining us in the studio, again, occasional sidekick of mine during my radio programs. Remember, tomorrow we have Scott Spears on from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. with his program, where he interviews people much more important than myself, plays Kerfluffle, plays Family Feud, takes your calls, and like any program on this station, there was a surprise or two at least every 23 minutes. Then we have Pastor Steve Whitaker on for the Pastor's Spot, 11 a.m. to noon, and Scott comes back with the Exchange Club after the noon features. If you ever miss a program on the station, that's okay. You can go to our website, wwgh1071.com, and go to the archives or my section or Scott's section and listen. There are thousands of programs available. Last but not least, just like Hillary and Melania, we have a private email server, which is curated and maintained by yours truly. Unlike Hillary, we don't delete any emails. We read every single one of them, and we appreciate them, by the way, even if it's critical of our programming or what have you. Adam at WWGH1071.com, or if you want to email the interviewer to the stars, he gladly accepts your correspondences, Scott at WWGH1071.com. Taking your calls again, 740-383-WWGH, with local psychic minister, holistic practitioner, Reiki teacher and practitioner, Mr. Jimmy Burke. Jimmy, you go to many events where you showcase your skills along with people that have similar types of practices. Tell us about some of the events that you've gone to, as well as some that are coming up in the next few months.
We've got the Gift of Light Expo coming up at the Ohio State Fairgrounds in November. Of course, the dates just flew out my ear. It's a very, very wonderful, family-friendly, spiritual event. I do about four or five events a year. I like it. I like meeting the people. I like the networking. Unfortunately, sometimes I spend more money there than what I make, because, you know, you see all these pretty crystals and singing bowls, and I'm on a 12-step recovery program right now for singing bowls. But, you know, I really enjoy these events. They're a great way to meet people, and it's good, clean fun, and it's spiritual fun, not religious fun, but spiritual fun. You know, come get healed, come buy some crystals, come get some direction. You know, come be entertained. They're just totally awesome events.
So many things that you do for the community. And emphasizing, I think that's especially important in today's society, that holistic healing, holistic wellness, there's so much to be said for it. And it's fascinating on a theoretical level, but on a practical level, there's so much that it can do. And since I've known you, I've certainly taken a look at these methods. I went to your open house in North End of Columbus, and I won a crystal, and I've kept it in my bedroom. And I believe it has helped. I believe that it does bring me good energy. And you have to learn about it and keep an open mind. That's one thing, too. It seems like with religion, there's so much closed-mindedness, and you're actually teaching the opposite in your church, and we need more of that, right?
We have to think outside of the box. We are multidimensional beings living in a multiverse simultaneously on different planes of existence. So we have to think outside of the box. We have to think without constraints. We cannot put a limit on the universe or what we think.
I would certainly agree. We need to look far beyond what we normally see in our 24-hour-a-day existence. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, 12 minutes before 3. Lots of time to call in, so feel free to ring us up. We are providing free quick readings, courtesy of my friend Jimmy, as well as any questions that you might have about his philosophies and the many things that he does to better mankind. 740-383-WWGH. One of the things you do in your business, Jimmy, is you officiate weddings.
Correct.
You enjoy that, I would assume. And how does that certainly a wedding is a positive event. And how does that better you as a person and affect you whenever you do have the privilege of being a wedding officiant? And any interesting wedding stories or wedding ceremonies that you've officiated that you'd like to share with us?
Well, the very first wedding I officiated were for two good friends of mine. I catered their wedding, I officiated the wedding, and I dropped the wedding cake.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I can't say the bakery's name on the air, but I'm at a very prominent bakery in Columbus that morning, crying my eyes out, and I said, I need a wedding cake, and they're like, well, we can have it next week, and I just started sobbing. I'm like, no, I need it now. I dropped the wedding cake, and they made me a beautiful wedding cake. But the thing, I like seeing two people uniting and becoming as one, where they complete each other like the yin and yang. They bring balance into each other. And it's always good, too, when I don't tear up in the middle of the ceremony either, which I'm really bad about. But yeah, I enjoy doing the weddings. It's just the happiness of the love.
So it's very rewarding when you get to be a wedding officiant.
Just to see two people becoming one, uniting themselves, starting a family, starting a new journey together that they're going to embark on. I mean, that's just beautiful.
Okay. You also do life coaching and counseling.
Correct.
That's certainly an important field in the world right now. We're certainly in turmoil. We're going through some unprecedented times. And any advice for people if they feel that they do need guidance, they need some coaching in their life or their career, and any quick words of advice to people? You know, we all have those struggles, myself included.
Well, what I tell people is to step out of fear. Fear binds people. Fear pulls the parking brake on things. And we also have to use our spiritual eyes. I channeled Archangel Michael a while back, and one of the messages from Archangel Michael was learning how to breathe through things and to use our spiritual eyes to look through illusions, because everything that happens in our life is an illusion, because the things in our lives that are happening are reflections of our thought forms. And it's what we give power to and what we don't give power to. So don't give power to fear. You know, don't be like Wile E. Coyote looking for the sky to fall. You know, look for the positive in all things and don't let fear paralyze you.
I would agree. Fear, and I have this issue myself, is look at the glass as being half full. Don't fear life itself. Don't fear events. You will come through a better man or woman than you were beforehand. And the current situation with the world, the political and religious divisiveness, it's difficult sometimes, and I speak for my own struggles. And we need to use every experience as a way to learn and a way to think that it isn't as bad. We can learn from our struggles, learn from our problems, and not dwell on the negativity.
Plus, what we have to remember, too, before we come into each lifetime, we sign up to go through these things in our life contract.
Definitely. It's an important philosophy, one I think we should all listen to. Speaking with Jimmy Burke, a good friend of mine here in Central and Mid-Ohio, a psychic practitioner and teacher of Reiki, a wedding officiant, minister, man of many skills, holistic practitioner. Is that a good term to use, Jimmy? I've said that a few times. Is that kind of a good way to explain what you do without listing every possible thing? Because if I do, I'm likely to miss something.
Well, there are many great holistic practitioners out there. It's kind of like a broad spectrum name. Like my doctor, she's an MD plus a holistic practitioner. A holistic practitioner looks at the alternatives for healing and guiding and counseling people, not the Western or the scientific methods like a lot of people do.
So there are many sides to the coin.
Correct.
And that applies in many different aspects of our lives here on the great planet we call Earth. Adam Lepp here on WWGH Radio, The Talking Place. Pleased to have, for the first time on my program, hopefully not the last time, Mr. Jimmy Burke, a local holistic practitioner, a psychic practitioner and teacher of Reiki, wedding officiant. Many things that he does for the betterment of the great world that we live in. Getting back to the Reiki, Jimmy, what would you tell somebody who's saying, well, I want to learn Reiki, I want to know as much about it as someone like Jimmy, maybe even teach it, maybe write a book about it. What would you tell somebody who has an interest in this? Of course, they can take your classes, but can anybody practice Reiki? Are there certainly some guidelines you would recommend for someone who does have an interest in this practice?
Well, one, they have to make sure their intent is pure. Not everybody has pure intent. and go with your gut as to where you want to go take a class. You know, do your research. Research where you want to take the class, and you know, just watch the people. Are they walking their talk? Are they walking their walk? And yes, I do offer classes, and I keep them very, very simple, because I believe in keeping everything simple for everybody.
When you took classes, where did you take them from, and how does that teacher's philosophies maybe differ from your own? Have you evolved? Has Reiki itself evolved since you took the classes?
Well, energies are constantly changing. The planet's constantly changing. I took my Reiki attunements from three individual masters, and I was very blessed to have the masters they had, that I had, because they taught me and showed me. You know, my first Reiki master, when she put the level one in me, she's like, we are all already masters because we've lived so many times. The second Reiki master showed me so much when I got my level two. And then my third Reiki master is a very dear soul and a very great friend of mine. And, you know, she gave me her pointers, but they kept it simple. And it was talking about the intent and where to come from.
Speaking with Jimmy Burke here at the Talking Place, WWGH Radio, Brandon Oak. Also joining me here in the studio. Did you have a question, Brandon? You've been kind of listening. I don't want to feel that we're not giving time to everybody else. Did you have a question about the Reiki for Jimmy?
Oh, there's no question about it. Everybody's possible. Everybody can do what they... literally. Boy, not to shun away from it, but anybody is capable from... anybody is capable of what they really wanted it to be. Point is, if you really wish for something, truly desire it, you can make it come true.
Would you agree with that, Jimmy?
Well, yeah, that's the law of attraction where our thought forms.
But you don't have to be... point is, you don't have to be administrated officer of anything to believe it. A wonderful idea. I'm almost somewhat jealous of it, but point is...
we can be jealous of his talent.
Yeah, but
sure.
You don't have to be, but people can still do without it regardless. That would almost put him out of business. But nonetheless, it's still true, but people don't want to do that because they don't want to believe in themselves. That's what the problem really lies.
We all have talents, though, Brandon. You're a great singer.
I don't have talents. I lack all of it.
Well, you certainly are a better singer than I am, at least for
please.
Most songs. Jimmy has these skills, these gifts that we've talked about for the last 40 minutes, and me, well, I guess I'm okay on the radio, and I'm pretty good with computers, and help Jimmy out with his computers, so he can certainly attest
to
that.
People just open the world to what they're not seeing. It's not that difficult. Life is not that difficult. It's plain and
right.
Simple.
Right. We should certainly enjoy our life, because every day we get a day older.
Even if you feel like a sheep, I say go with it.
So, that's a logical thing to think, Jimmy. Again, realize the gifts that you have and the talents that you have. We're all talented.
Not disregarding. I'm just saying, just enjoy life for what it is. It's not that difficult. If you want to make it simple, fine. Go for it.
Everybody has their own speciality. Everybody has their own gifts. Everybody has their own individuality, and that's what makes this all so great and unique, and there's enough pie out there for everybody.
Right.
This is what I tell people all the time. Step out of ego. There's enough pie for everybody.
I would agree.
What if they like cake? I'm just saying.
We're all part of the great world that we live in.
Enjoy life for what it is.
I would say enjoy the gifts that you have and work on improving yourself every day.
And if you don't have them, hey, enjoy life regardless. It doesn't matter. That's the whole thing.
Life is for living.
Enjoying life is a gift.
And doing it responsibly, I agree.
Well, responsible or not. I mean, that's never possible. But
yeah, and learn about different methodologies and thoughts.
Try to learn. There's a different bit. Right. Trying is totally different.
Responsibility is almost like responsible is almost like a judgment word.
Improbable.
What may be responsible for me may not be somebody else's responsible.
We've all heard, minds are like parachutes, they only work when they're open.
And worry is something you can do all day, but it will get you nowhere.
I would certainly agree that things we often need to address, we need to worry about, but not worry to the extent where it overtakes you.
It'll take your time, but, you know.
And even I need to learn about that, I think. Thank you very much for listening. This is The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. And we have 1 minute left to the program. I want to thank my guest, Mr. Jimmy Burke, for being with me today. Some fascinating conversation, Jimmy. I certainly hope this will not be the last time that you sit across from me in front of the green microphone. Also, Brandon Oak for his excellent commentary, our caller, for participating in the program today. I want to remind you that coming up in a week and about 4 hours is Candidates Night 2021 from 7:10 to 9 p.m. broadcast live here on WWGH Radio 107.1. Of course, you can listen live on TuneIn or our website. It will feature a discussion debate format for candidates running for city council and treasurer. Scott Spears, of course, will be the moderator. Thank you for listening. AdamTheComputerGuy.com.